Hi, my name is Madison, and in this episode of Delicious Delights, we will be talking about holiday food DIYs, fun and tasty twists to your favorite Christmas foods. When I think of Christmas foods, the first thing that comes to mind are cookies, especially homemade sugar cookies. My grandmother and I get together every year to make cookies on Christmas Eve, and we always make the same old plain sugar cookies, cut out in the same circle shape. This year I wanted to try something different, more presentable. So after looking on Pinterest for a bit, I came across the cute little idea of a melted snowman cookie. It's incredibly easy to make and absolutely adorable. After baking your batch of cookies, you make a simple icing from milk, vanilla extract, and powdered sugar. You put that on the cookie, then you place a marshmallow in the middle of the cookie. This will be the head of the snowman. Finally, you could use small hard candies like M&Ms for the buttons and the face. It looks like a cartoon snowman melted on the top of the cookie. Another interesting idea I found was a cool way of organizing the vegetable platter. Now you can interpret this a bunch of different ways because there are so many different colors of vegetables, but in this case, because it's for Christmas, you can make something along the lines of a Christmas tree made out of broccoli with different vegetables like peppers and tomatoes as ornaments. You could even use cauliflower as snow on the ground. This is also an interesting and sneaky way of getting your little cousins to eat their vegetables. You could do this with other things as well, like a cheese platter or fruit platter. The third DIY I found is Christmas reindeer sloppy joes. You can make these with either full-size burger buns or the small slider buns if you want to use them as appetizers. All you need for this DIY is to first make your sloppy joes however you want, cut pretzels in half for the antlers, use olives for the nose, cheese for the white of the eyes, and raisins for the black. It doesn't take very long to make and is incredibly easy to mass produce. Now, if you're looking for a hands-on activity to do with food besides making gingerbread houses, you could make ice cream cone Christmas trees. This is something I always did in daycare when I was little and absolutely loved it. The only materials you'll need would be pointy ice cream cone, icing, and any candy you want to use to decorate it with. You can use stuff like M&Ms, sprinkles, shaved coconut, Hershey Kisses, gummy bears, really anything you want. You can either eat your creation or put it on display next to the gingerbread houses once it's done. I'm here with my roommate Madison Humes, who helps her mother cook Christmas dinner every year. Maddie, can you please tell me about your favorite Christmas treats to make?
My favorite Christmas treats to make with my mom are these marshmallow wreaths. So it's kind of like a Rice Krispie treat, but instead of Rice Krispies, we use cornflakes. So what you do, you melt your marshmallows with some butter, and then when they're all melted, we add a little bit of green food dye to it. Then we mix in the cornflakes, and then after that, you gotta let it cool for a little bit. Then you can take it and morph it into like a little wreath, and then you take three little red little candies, it doesn't really matter what you use, and you put them three on the bottom so it makes it look like a really cute Christmas wreath.
And how long does it take to make these?
Not even 10 minutes, if you even count the time waiting for it to cool. It's not that long.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That was helpful. I hope these tips will be helpful to you during the holiday season. Thanks for listening to this episode of Delicious Delights.